Charges have been filed in a deadly crash in Cobb, and voting records are shattering.
Plus, how many of your neighbors are in danger of losing their homes?
We'll have these stories and your thoughts on shopping in person or online coming up on this Tuesday's edition of the MDJ Podcast.
This edition of the Marietta Daily Journal podcast, presented by Carmichael Funeral Homes and Cremation Services in Smyrna and Marietta, celebrating memories you always cherish.
Welcome to the MDJ Podcast, your hyper-local news on the run. I'm your host, Darren Sutherland.
And I'm Amy Cargis. Thanks for joining us.
It's October 27th, 2020. Get a load of this, Amy. Black Cat Day, brought to you by Carmichael Funeral Homes of Smyrna and Marietta.
Here are the top stories your friends and neighbors will be talking about.
At the time of this recording, there are 454 deaths in Cobb County from COVID-19, with 21,750 confirmed cases, 7 more deaths, and 1,082 more cases in the past 7 days in Cobb alone.
And coming up in today's Spotlight, we're going to be hearing from Dr. Danny Bradstetter about that uptick here in Cobb County.
Today's top story is brought to you by Credit Union of Georgia.
It's the last week for early voting, and it's already been a record-setting election. Ryan Kolakowski, reporter with the Marietta Daily Journal, is with us to talk about how it's going. Ryan, what are you hearing from election officials?
Cobb County, like most parts of the country, are seeing some record turnout in early voting. As of the end of day Thursday, Cobb Elections reported that 189,000 voters had already cast a ballot in Cobb. About 96,000 of those came in person and about 93,000 came by mail. That total combined number of those who have voted early at the polls or by mail has surpassed the total early voting and absentee turnout in 2016, which was 166,000 people.
And what's the status of lines at the polls, Ryan? Are the wait times better?
You know, wait times after these first 2 weeks have definitely gone down. On that first day of early voting about 2 weeks ago, wait times ranged from 2 to about 5 hours at the main building in Cobb County. But on Friday, voters were reporting wait times of about 30 to 45 minutes at the main building, with different times elsewhere throughout the county.
Thanks, Ryan. Of course, you can count on the Marietta Daily Journal to bring you the latest election information, including all the results from next week's general election. Just one more week, folks. Hang in there.
And wait till Thursday, Amy. We've got our man on the street who's going to get comments from those sign holders, whoever we can find out here on Whitlock Avenue. Sign holders that listen to the MDJ podcast, be waiting for him. Renters in Cobb County, you may get millions more in federal assistance if the county decides to reallocate CARES Act money as the deadline gets closer. The Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act provided $132 million for Cobb County, but the deadline to spend that money is December 31st, and that's coming up fast. Some county departments and organizations say they can't meet that date, so the county commission will need to decide where that money goes.
At their meeting later today, the Board of County Commissioners will decide whether to give a combined $5 million to two organizations it had tapped to administer rental assistance programs for people impacted by the coronavirus. Of that $5 million, just under $4 million would come from money returned to the county by organizations that can't spend it before the year's end. Nonprofit Home Free USA was chosen in September to administer $2 million in rental assistance. Under the assumption that the average renter would need up to $4,800, the program approved by commissioners was expected to help about 400 people.
But more than 3,500 people have applied for help, and a Home Free representative told the board it would need $6.6 million to cover all the need. The board is set to vote today to allocate that organization and an additional $4 million, while the other nonprofit, Star C, is asking for another $900,000+ to help an estimated 520 families. All total, Amy, everybody hopefully is going to get some help if they need it.
Yeah, it'd be an awful time for folks to be out of their homes.
A Powder Springs man has been charged in a fatal crash outside of a daycare center that we told you about last week. David Exum, the driver of the Chevrolet Camaro that struck a Chrysler PT Cruiser, killing Miss Ellen Shoulders, has been charged with felony vehicular homicide in the first degree. The Cobb County Sheriff's Office took Exum into custody Thursday night.
According to Cobb Police, the victim was driving the silver PT Cruiser out of a driveway and onto Powder Springs Road when she crashed into Exum's black Chevrolet Camaro. The front of the Camaro crashed into the driver's side of the PT Cruiser. Shoulders was taken to Kenstone Hospital, where she later succumbed to her injuries. A 3-year-old passenger in Shoulders' car was taken to Scottish Rite Children's Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Coming up in today's guest spotlight, we'll get the latest on the uptick in coronavirus cases and how to navigate the holidays safely from WellStar Health System's infectious disease expert, Dr. Danny Brandstetter.
And find out what your friends and neighbors have to say in this week's Man on the Street segment, brought to you by our friends at Engineered Solutions of Georgia. It's always the best segment of the week. It's all coming up right after this.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia.
This is Jay and Lewis, owners of Engineered Solutions of Georgia. Lewis, what should a homeowner do if they have a crack in their block wall, corner of their door, window, or concrete foundation?
Well, Jay, if it's a diagonal crack, this lets us know that they should be concerned and there could be a serious problem. Then they should call our office at 678-ESOG now and set up an appointment to have one of our qualified professional technicians come out to their property to take a look at the problem.
I'm consumer investigator Dale Cardwell. I've done the research already, so you don't have to. You can trust Engineered Solutions of Georgia.
Give Engineered Solutions of Georgia a call at 678-ESOG now.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia. We guarantee a stable, dry foundation.
You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. If you live or work in Cobb County, now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Of course, there's also 5 locations right here in Cobb County. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank.
In today's guest spotlight, Marietta Daily Journal and MDJ online reporter Alex Gilbert checks in with WellStar infectious disease expert Dr. Danny Brandstetter about the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic.
Dr. Danny Brandstetter, thank you for joining us yet again for the latest installment of what I've come to think of as our coronavirus chronicles. First thing I wanted to ask you was, for a while, our numbers in Georgia and in Cobb County were dropping coronavirus numbers. They fell so much that local school districts felt comfortable bringing children back for in-person learning. That trend, unfortunately, seems to have reversed, and the numbers are ticking upward again. If you could, tell me where the numbers are heading for Cobb and Georgia. Where do we stand right now?
We are seeing an uptick as well here in Cobb County for our numbers of COVID positive patients. And that not only means not only the positive test results, but we're seeing a slight increase in our hospitalizations as well.
Do we understand why those numbers are going back up? Is it just we have to assume that people aren't social distancing or hand washing or mask wearing as well as they were before? Or is there maybe something that we could point to that has caused this spike?
The important thing is this is always going to be multifactorial. So we're not only going to see that it's probably some lapses in mask wearing, social distancing, hand washing that could be always tightened up, but people are fatigued and we're human. We're prone to error on those because it's not part of our normal habits. And so I really can't say that that's the only explanation. we are seeing, and speaking with our public health officials, increasing cases amongst sports teams. So as groups get together for longer periods of time, those are kinds of things that would certainly lead to an increased rate of infections and spread throughout the community. So those are some of the things that are worrisome. And certainly we are seeing gatherings and sporting events, et cetera, that would also bring crowds together that may also pretend to increase spread.
Okay. And on a related note, where do we stand with regards to hospital capacity and testing? You said a moment ago that, that you're seeing more people at the hospitals. How are we there? And also, how are test turnaround times in Georgia?
Yeah, great questions. So testing supplies are adequate. I don't know of any shortages that we have. As WellStar and other health systems continue to evaluate as many testing platforms, that's the type of test that we can use to diagnose disease like COVID, so we can make sure that we can get faster turnaround times, et cetera, easier tests so it's not so inconvenient to get collected, as well as the process may not be so hard to tolerate because those nasopharyngeal swabs are horrible. But as far as turnaround times, right now for our inpatient, my experience and what I'm told from our lab directors is we're getting about a 1 to 2 day turnaround time for our inpatient particularly.
Halloween and Thanksgiving are coming up. How can people celebrate those safely?
Yeah, great question. So it is important that we celebrate those, right? So we got to find some ways as communities to be able to continue to do the things that are important to us, that are we're social human beings. We got to figure out ways to do that. But your key word is safe, right? So we want to keep people safe. Halloween, certainly incorporating masks into your Halloween costumes. And if you're a candy giver, so if you're out there passing out candies in your community, we want to make sure that you're doing it safely. So having prepackaged like gift bags, so individual bags, so you can grab one at a time for your trick-or-treaters, or have some kind of local event where you have it already put together for the trick-or-treaters to come and just pick up their own individual basket, something of that nature. And then trying to stay the social distancing, make sure that if you're going to have an event or some kind of activity, outdoors is better. We know that with the air exchange from that standpoint. And again, the shorter amount of time within contact with people, the less likely the transmissions to occur. So that's Halloween. We certainly have Thanksgiving, Dia de los Muertos coming up as well, where people get together. They like to have meals and spend a lot of time talking and interacting. Those are going to be very challenging for us because those are ripe to transmit the virus. So I want people to be aware of that. It is something that is a perfect setup and a perfect storm, not only to acquire it yourself as you visit, but then take it back with you as you leave or visit others. So it's really thinking about maybe you get together, have to-go boxes of Thanksgiving meals, individual serving kind of things, trying to do other activities and eat together in a buffet style. All those kinds of things that makes it unique, celebrating virtually are bigger things, or maybe having smaller gatherings, not having such a large gathering, maybe individual homes. Those are some ways that we can try to innovate this holiday season. Nothing replaces the old ways before we're in the middle of a pandemic. But the biggest concern is that our old way of celebrating these holidays is just going to put us at such an increased risk to not only acquire but spread this disease.
Now it's the time for my favorite segment of the week, The Man on the Street. This week, we're talking to you about in-store versus online shopping.
Well, I know where I fall on that end.
I'm Sharon Marshall. I live in Marietta. Right now, most of my shopping is online, but yeah, I mean, obviously I do grocery shopping, but going out to a mall or something like that, I would have to really double think that.
The name is Mike Benz. I live in West Cobb. I don't shop much, so I would say it's about 50-50. You know, for food items and things, that's in person, right? If it's other items, maybe clothing or other types of products, more likely to be online. Yeah.
Steve Webster, Kennesaw. I prefer to shop online. And why is that? I don't like people. No. Well, certainly in the last 6 months, it's been a wise choice. But I don't really like crowds, and I am not a big fan of shopping in person. I think shopping online gives me more time to make wise decisions.
Chase, and I live in Marietta. I do all my shopping in person, honestly.
And why do you shop in person?
I'm not great at computers in general. My girlfriend, she does all the shopping online. She sets all that up, but every time I need something, it's something quick. I'm already out and about, and I'm always moving, and so it's easier for me to go pick it up and get it right then and there versus go online and wait for it to come. I usually, when I get things in my head that I want it at that moment, you know. Michael Weatherby, and I reside in Athens, probably online more.
Why online?
It's just easier. Me being a student, I usually do most of the things online, so it's just, you know, click, 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 got it delivered to my house.
Bill Madison, I live over by Powers Ferry and Windy Hill, right now online.
And why do you say that?
Fear of catching COVID-19.
Wayne Cross.
And where do you reside, Wayne?
Ackworth. I prefer in person, but I've been doing more online.
Joyette Holmes for Cobb County District Attorney.
My parents would be at the local grocery stores educating and collecting money for sickle cell research, or doing fish fries to sell plates to help get school supplies for kids in our community. So I knew that I had to serve in whatever work I decided to do. It didn't matter that I was a defense attorney for a public defender's office, or in my private law firm, or an assistant prosecutor in the solicitor or DA's office, or even the judge. That mission was always the same: to serve in a way that the criminal justice system is truly viewed as a place where there's justice for all, where there's fairness for all people who are impacted.
Joyette is a proven leader who we can count on to be firm but fair and never stray away from tackling the tough challenges that face our community.
When I talk about making the county safer through the work that we do as a prosecutor's office, it's that 360-degree approach to prosecution. As ministers of justice, we have to take that full circle approach to make sure our communities are safe. So it's not just the prosecution piece, but we are also talking about educating, going into our schools, going into our community, talking about prevention or opportunities for prevention in those same spaces. And then on the other side is that restoration. Knowing that even though somebody has been impacted in a way that may take them to prison, that we are looking at what the next is going to be for them. So are we providing some sort of treatment for substance use disorders, mental health disorders? What got them in that position so that they're not reoffending and our recidivist numbers go down?
Joyette Holmes for Cobb County District Attorney. Paid for by Joyette Holmes for District Attorney.
Thank you for joining us for the Marietta Daily Journal podcast from your local news source, the Marietta Daily Journal and MDJ Online.
Grab a copy of today's paper and visit MDJ Online for complete details on the stories we've discussed, plus more stories that affect you and the citizens of Cobb and surrounding areas.
Subscribe and share this podcast to get all the latest hyper-local updates, or ask Alexa or Google Home to play the Marietta Daily Journal podcast for you.
Share your thoughts or questions with us in the comment section, or call the MDJ Podcast comment line at 404-997-8655. We might share your comments on an upcoming episode.
The MDJ Podcast is produced by BG Ad Group. Amy Cargas, producer. Jacob Sutherland, director. Copyright 2020. All rights reserved. Remember, we are all in this together. Blessings on each of you, and stay 6 feet away and safe.